Okay, so he's left Kuf Chaf Aleph, or in the Kuf Chaf on the base, a couple lines on the bottom, from the Elamayata, it's like last word, five lines on the bottom. So the Gemara had mentioned about someone who's two simanim are shechted. He himself was shechted, so he's dead and he's not dead. He's definitely going to die, but he's not dead yet, so he can give a get. But the Gemara says Elamayata, that's so full amus because of the shechita. Let's say someone does this to somebody else. A does this to B, shogeg. So is he considered dead enough in order to get galus to go to the Yer Miklat? So elamayata, since he's destined to die. So elamayata ye gole al yodo. He should go to the Yer Miklat if he does this by accident. So alam matanya. So why does the Rishon say shachat shnayim or rosh shnayim? If he shachted two simanim or most of the two simanim, hare is it ain't gole? He doesn't get to go to Yer Miklat. So he's not dead. You just said he is dead, but if he was dead, he would be considered an accidental murder. So Itmar Lagmar says, no, we already discussed this. Amar Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya answered, it's not because it's Ein Sof Olamos. We're just thinking that maybe there'd be another contributing factor to the death. The only reason why you get Golos, we'll see Maseches Makos, is if that is the only factor in the death. But here, possibility exists, Shema, because maybe Chayshin and Shema Haruch Bilatu, maybe because the wind also added to his demise, and therefore, right?
He says, aggravated the wound.
Right, so Rashi says, Umachmas Haruach Mes. Right. He's definitely going to die. Question is whether there's going to be this contributing factor. A, because of the wind. Inami Shema Ihu, maybe he himself, the Nishkat himself, Kirev Mitaso. Maybe he's going to Kirev Mitaso. Rashi says, Adesha Pirchus Yosemitai. The guy's going nuts. He's waving his hands. He's struggling. So he's going to die. That's going to also be a contributing factor. So my benayu, what's the distinction between the two answers? So it's going to be a Matzias distinction. The shachte bebeisa the shesha uparches. They shechted him in a marble house where there's no wind, but he's struggling. So in that case, according to the second answer, would he not get galus? According to the first answer, maybe he would get galus. Inami the shachte beba bebara velo pirches. Or he shechted him in the desert. I think bebara means a desert. Shechted him in the desert. Where there is wind, but he didn't pirchas. He just accepted his lot, and he just lied down to die. So where Nachman would be if he did one and not the other? Okay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Vavar said that when the Mishnah had mentioned that you can testify about the dead body up to 3 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Vavar said, well, not all situations are the same. Sometimes what? Now says works are the same, and therefore he's lumekel or lchumra. That's what Gemara's asked. But he says that bodies decompose at different rates in different scenarios. So he says ibaylu Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava lekula polig or lchumra polig. Is he going lekula meaning that you have more than 3 days, or is he going lchumra which means you only have less than 3 days? Right? Rashi says lekula polig the gamar tanakama aim. It's the first short line. Lekula polig gamar tanakama aim eden elag ad gimel yamim. But also Rabbi Yehuda lemeimer yishla adam welcome osha she'enu mahir. It's not so quick. You can go beyond 3 days. You can't testify. So Tashma with the following proof from a Maisa. Dahu Gavra, there's one guy, Ditava Bikarme. He drowned in the river in the city of Karme. V'askuhu Abe Hedja, and they brought him up to Be Hedja, Lebasa Klasa Yomim. 3 days after he drowned, and Rav Dimi allowed his wife to be married because they were able to testify that it was him. That's 3 days. Fine. So doesn't answer our question. Vesu, but Hahugava the Itva Bidiglat. He drowned in the Diglas River, which I think they say is the Nachal Chidekel. The Askuhu Agishra Dishab Shintina. And they brought him up onto the bridge by Shabi Sitina. They raised him up. The Ansiba Rava Lubisaya Apuma de Shushvini and the Basar Chamisha Yomim. And Rava allowed his wife to get married even though they pulled him up 5 days later. So the Gemara says, so Imar Pishma Lakula, Paul, they give you saying that Rabbi Yehuda goes Lakula. So now I understand. So Inhu Avik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So then Rava went according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He said greater than 5 days, depending on the situation. Ela Imar Lakhumra, Paul, they give you consider Rabbi Yehuda went Lakhumra, which meant that sometimes it's 3 days or less. Well, then who says 5 days? Then, the Inu, the Abu Kiman. Who did Rava Paskin like to allow identification of the body 5 days after drowning? Must be, he goes to Chumri. The Gemara says, no, maybe different. Shani Maya did Samse. Maybe water is different, that somehow water keeps the form of the body better. It doesn't prevent it from decomposing. So I don't, usually gets bloated in the order. Okay.
But Shadi Maya, the Sam say. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Didn't we say previously that the water is bad for a wound? Va'amart Maya Marzumaka. So the Gemara says, yeah, Hani Mili Hecha the Ikamaka. That's if there's a wound. I guess the water gets into the wound and therefore that would make it more difficult for identification. Hecha the Lekamaka, when there's no Maka, Mitzmas some is. Then somehow the water, I guess, keeps the form of the body a little bit better, a little bit more, so you have more time. It's no proof. It's no proof for Yehudim and Bava where it goes one way or another. But Hani Mili, that we say that the water keeps the form of the body is the Chiaska Chazi B'Shaisei. If you see it right away when body comes out of the water, Aval Istoi Nispach Tafach. But after whatever B'Shaitei means, how long it means, after whatever set period of time, Nispach Tafach, then it gets bloated and gets decomposed and you can't recognize it anymore. On all law and orders, when they pull up body out of the water, they can never identify it. So, I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah now continues to deal with the DNA of the Aguna, like the continuation of the previous Mishnahs. And we're going to talk about in which situations you can testify about an individual who drowns. That, whether we definitely think that he definitely drowned and we have no chash that he came out, and therefore the wife can marry. Also, or other situations where we have to be told that maybe they didn't see him die and maybe he got out. So, nafal l'mayim, if a man falls into water, right, either into a sea, into a river, and he drowns, and he disappears from sight. We don't know whether he's alive or dead. So the Tanakama, who's going to say this, Rabbi Meir, bein sheyesh lehem sof, bein she'ein lehem sof, ishto asur. Whether or not this is mayim sheyesh lehem sof, or mayim she'ein lehem sof, we're going to see in the Gemara what that means. But mayim sheyesh lehem sof means you can see a shoreline, or you can see around. And Maim She'en Lehem Sof is just open water. You can't see in all four directions. You can't see where he came out. So Tanakama says it doesn't make a difference. Ishto Asura, because maybe he came out somewhere that we did not see. Amar Rabbi Meir says to prove Maisev Echad Shenafal Lebor HaGadol. There's a guy who fell into this big well, I guess, right? And he drowned. But Allah Achar Shlosha Yomim, and he came up 3 days later. So you see that even that's a Mayim She'yesh Lehem Sof. And Mayim She'yesh Lehem Sof, you would think that if he doesn't come up, he drowned, because there's nowhere else to have he escaped, we would have seen him. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Meir says, no, this guy lived for three days under the water. He lived there. I don't know, remember, it was a year or two ago, there was a capsized boat in Nigeria that 12 sea members died, and the one guy lived with an air pocket underwater for 3 days, and they found him. He said pretty soon the carbon dioxide would have gone to him, but he survived underwater. So maybe you have these cases where there's an air pocket or something that you can survive underwater.
What situation, let's say, beyond recognition. So that's it, she's now in the water. Let's say she stays in the water. He stays in the water X amount of time.
Right.
That's it? Now he can't get dental records.
You're going back to the previous commissioner.
Yeah.
Well, we did it already. I don't know. You ask the postkin what they do. I think they try the best they can to be matter. Okay, but the postkin are going to. First of all, we didn't finish the sugya. Second of all, the postkin are going to have to deal with that. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi is going to be cholik on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi is going to be cholik on Rabbi Meir and say there's a difference between Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof and Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof. So Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Basuma, happened to be this blind person. The version point out that he just happened to be blind. It applies to a regular person as well. Right? Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Basuma, Sheyorod Litbo B'ma'ara. He went to dip in some sort of cave or some sort of mikvah type thing. So this is a Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof because you're contained. A Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof. V'yorod Moshko Acharov. And his attendant went after him afterwards. V'shohu. And they waited for them to come up. Right? The show Kadeshi Tetsi Nafsh, understanding whatever the time would be for you would assume that they could no longer survive. All right? V'hisiyu Es Nishoseyim. So they married their wives to get married. According to Rabbi Yossi, you see that Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof, they would still the Mishnah. Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof, they would he argues and allows them to get married. Veshuv, another Maisa be Asya, the place of Asya, be Echad Sheshil Shilu Layam. It seems like they wrapped a strap around him, they wrapped him up, and then they threw him into the river. I don't know, maybe he's some sort of scuba diver. They threw him down. Below also be Adam El Araglo. And then they pulled him up, they only pulled up a leg. They only put up a lead, the rest of the body is gone. Seemingly, he may have been eaten. But Amru Chachamim, so Chachamim said, Min ha'arkuv olam ala, if you find the leg from the knee and above, right? So Tinase, we're gonna let her get married because we're gonna assume that the wound is significant enough to have killed him. He can't survive if the leg was bit
from knee and above. But minar kuvo lamata, if they find it from the knee down, lo sinasa. She can't get married because you have to be chashash that maybe he got out somewhere else. This is mayim she'ein lahem sof. So maybe he got out. He was bit. He was bit in a place where he probably could, where he could have survived, and therefore we need a testimony to, according to the Mishnah, to matir the wife. Apologize for going fast, but we got to finish tomorrow and big gotham. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa to prove that the Reisha, the Tana and the Reisha, who said there's no distinction between Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof and Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, is the Sheet of Rabbi Meir, because the brisa says, Tana Rabbanon, Nafal Amayim, Bein Sheyesh Lehem Sof, Bein She'ein Lehem Sof, Ishta Asura. How do we prove it's Rabbi Meir? So the brisa says, Divrei Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you fall into the water, no matter what, we have to be choshish, that maybe he got out somewhere else, the woman would be Asura. How do you match her in the end? I don't know. These are the classic cases of Aguna in Mishnayos.
No, I just meant referring to the other case. We have the body,
right?
It's been bloated,
right?
So
you can look at Simanim. Remember we mentioned Simanim the other day. In the Shabbos Adafa talked about Simanim. There are other ways you have to try to figure out, but that's where you have the Gedolim to answer those questions. Right, Chacham, we're just doing the daf. The Chachamim say, right, Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof, Mayim that you can see, we'll just say Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof, Ishto Muteris, then the woman is can get married, as long as you wait a certain amount of time where it shouldn't be possible for anyone to survive. But the Sheyin Lehem Sof, Ishto Asura. If you fall into Mayim Sheyin Lehem Sof, then the woman is Asura, because Rechoshesh, maybe he came out from at a distant place and we didn't see him and he's still alive. Okay. So hey chidami mayim sheyesh lehem sof. What's considered mayim sheyesh lehem sof? Amar Rabbi kol she'omed v'roeh me'abru chosof. If you can stand up and see all four, I guess all four directions, the shoreline or the possibility the place of exit. You can see the whole shoreline. So maybe a small lake, a pit, a cistern, something like that is considered mayim sheyesh lehem sof. So Gemara's gonna bring a maysa. We'll learn out from it. Ahu gavra de tidva ba'agme de samke. So you had this individual who drowned in a, I guess, in some sort of swamp in Samki. Antsiva Rav Shila de Bisayu. And Rav Shila permitted this man's wife to get married. I guess they waited around. So Amalei Rav Shmuel. So Amalei Rav Shmuel. So Rav said to Shmuel, wait a second. Ta nishamte. Let's put this guy in chayrim. He paskin wrong. This is mayim she ein lehem sof. It's in some sort of, it's not a swamp. I guess it's mayim she ein lehem sof, which is mayim she ein lehem sof. Therefore, no one argues that you can, no one says you can allow to get married. This is Rashi. Rashi says, agam of the samke. He says, agam shel osu mako, agam marsht. A marsh. Right? It's a swamp. Right? So, tana ashamte. So, amalei, wait, before we put this guy in chayrim, let's figure out what he thought. So Amar Lei Nishlach Leberisha. Let's call him first, see if he knows the halacha. Maybe he had a reason behind what he said. Because really, he should have said that she's a surah. Because no one permits Mayim She'in Lehem Sof to get married without better testimony.
How did that work? We're like, why
are
we
putting
in
the
chay?
He paskin. Hey,
we'll say.
Because no one holds like that. No one holds like that. The Beis Yosef says it's because Kol Hamazals of Divrei Sofim Chayiv Nidui. They pass it in one way. The big Rav says, I know better. Like a Zaken Mamre, maybe. What? He's like, maybe he's a Zaken Mamre. And there's a big note over here talking about why he goes into Chayram. The idea from the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya is that your Mazalzel with Divrei Sofrim. So Amr Lei, Nishlach Liberation, before you put him in Chayram, let's ask him. So Shalchalei, they call to Rav Shila, and they asked him, what's the din? Mayim She'in Lehem Sof, Ishto Asura Muteris. Does he know the plush in Halacha? Mayim She'in Lehem Sof, is she Asura Muteris? Shalach Lu, he answered back, she's Ishto Asura, she's Asura. So he said, okay, but Agma the Samke, the swamp that this guy fell into, is Mayim Sheish Lehem Sof or Mayim She'in Lehem Sof? So Shalachlu, that's Mayim She'in Lehem Sof. So he goes, wait a second, so you know the halacha, so why'd you pass him that she can get remarried? So Umar, my time of it, Achi. So he said, so Rav Shila answers, Mita Ta'ina, I made a mistake. I knew what the halacha is, but I made a mistake here in the Metzias. An Nasavi Kevin the Kav Kaime Kemayim Sheish Lehem Sof Dami. I thought that a swamp which has no current would be the same thing as Mayim Sheh Yesh Lehem Sof, because the body was not going to be pushed anywhere. It's no current. The body fell here. He should come up right here. If he doesn't come up right here, then he's dead. It's not going to go anywhere because there's no current. So I made a mistake. Vilowi, that's not the case. Kevin, the Ika Gully, sometimes there are some ways. Amor Gully Ash Biluha. That the way is going to push them somewhere else. Yeah, it looks like on top, it looks like it's not moving anywhere, but there still could be, passerbys can push through. There can be something that can create a current that would push the body somewhere else. So therefore, since they didn't put him in Chayram, so now Rav and Shmuel are going to praise each other for taking the high road and not being so So it's not jumping and to put him in Chayim. Kari Shmuel Eid Rav, so Shmuel calls Rav, Lo Yunel at Tzadik Kol Oven. Shmuel praises Rav and calls him a Tzadik because he Hashem will listen to the Tzadik because he didn't jump the gun to put him in Chayim. And Kari Leid Shmuel, and Rav called Shmuel Utshua Barov Yoetz. That because he listened to, advice, he'll get Yeshua. That Shmuel listened to Rav's advice of not putting him to Chayim right away. Okay, next case. Tanya, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Maisha Bishnei Adam, you had these two individuals, Michamrim, Michmorim, Beyardain. They're putting out the fishnets in the Jordan River. Assume the Jordan River here is Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof. Ve'nichnas Echan Mehem Lemichila Shel Dagim. And one of them went, he dug down, and he went, sometimes the fish, Rashi says, and the fish, they make these holes underground, they make these fish caves. He went down into the fish cave. Happens to be the fish cave is partially above ground, partially underground. Rashi says that you can stand there, put your neck above ground, but he went there to fish, and then the sun sets, and he doesn't come out. He's what's going on? So v'nichnas echam mehem lemechilo shel dagim v'shaka chama v'lora piskla shel mechilo. The guy lost his way. He can't find the opening of the cave. So shal chaveru kadesha teitzin nafsho. So his friend waits around for a significant amount of time to assume that he's dead. Ubavo dia b'sof beso, and he goes and tells everybody the guy died. So lemalcha the next day zarcha chamar, the sun comes out v'hikar pisul shemachila. The guy, I guess, was surviving. I guess he had his neck above water and he was surviving under there in an air pocket. He saw the sun rose. He saw the way to get out. He gets out. What happens? Ubavo masa hespek gadol b'sof beso. He comes to his own funeral. Finds a hespek gadol in his house. Comes to his own funeral. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, "Ha, kam gadol in diri chacham shamru." Hey, see how great the words of the chacham are that they said, "Mayim sheish lehem sof isto muteris." If you mayim sheish lehem sof isto muteris, but she'ein lehem sof isto asura. Mayim she'ein lehem sof, like in this case, the woman should be asura because he can come out. Who knows? He didn't see him. You never know what happened. So mayim she'ein lehem sof, the isto should be asura. Okay.
Right. Well, no one matter the wife
here. Well, they assumed they made a funeral. They assumed he's dead. But I hear your point. You're saying, so what? You can make a funeral without the body and say that the woman is still usher.
Yeah,
I don't know. But why would they say? Were they having a hesped and sitting shiva?
They wait 3 months anyway.
But to get married, understand? But they made the hector, then 3 months from now you can get married. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If the possibility exists that you can be saved by this mechila shel dagim, it can be some sort of underground cave where there's air. So mayim sheyesh lehem sof leichos mechila shel dagim. So even in mayim sheyesh lehem sof, you should be choshish from mechila shel dagim, and don't say that he's dead. You can't mayim sheyesh lehem sof. You would assume that hey, he would have come out. Well, maybe he didn't come out. Maybe he's surviving underwater in this mechila shel dagim. So Gemara says, no, mayim sheyesh lehem sof mechila shel dagim l'shchicha. It doesn't exist in the mayim sheyesh lehem sof. The idea is mayim sheyesh lehem sof is less. It's not a lake. It's not a river. It's more of a cistern or a pit or a well or something like that. There, Rashi and the Meiri say there aren't fish big enough to dig these types of tunnels. Okay.
Well, like a Lake George would be mayim she'ein lehem sof.
I would assume. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, I guess you can see all around. I have to assume. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, "Had Amar Rabbanu mayim she'ein lehem sof ishto asura." Ravashi tries to make a caveat, and he tries to make a limitation. Says that which the Chachamim said that mayim she'ein lehem sof, the woman is asura, because maybe he came up on the other side. Hani mila be'inish da'ama. That's by stam people. Alat sorbin Rabbanu Amar Tami Chacham was meforsam lo. Then she would we're not choshish that he's alive to eat the solid, because if he had come up on a different side, kala islay, there would be a call. I don't even know what the havamin is. Maybe he came up on the other side of the water where there's nobody living. Still, the Gemara rejects it anyway. Velohi, that's not the case. Lokshna inish ta'ama, lokshna sormin rabbanon, doesn't make a difference about a regular person, doesn't make a difference with the Talmud Chacham. The Oved in, the Chachil lo. Vid the Eved, if she got married, then she can stay with her husband.
If what?
Interesting. Mayim she'ein lehem sof. Even though the Chachil lo, we don't paskin, and it just changes all of a sudden. Now it says that Vid the Eved, if she got married, we let her stay with her husband, but the Chachil lo, we wouldn't paskin to allow her to get married. So according to this answer, guy falls into Mayim she'ein lehem sof. Comes testimony, says the guy fell in. So listen, we're not gonna permit her to get married. She goes and gets married on her own. We won't force her to get divorced. Maybe Isha Daiko Mintziva, I don't know.
If the guy comes back,
she got trouble. She's gonna have trouble.
But it says that she doesn't have to leave her husband. It doesn't mean when the husband comes.
No, it only means that. It only means now. If the guy comes back, she's in trouble. Right? Tanya, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Pamacha Halyasi Mahalik Besvina. This is the passage, famous passage that everyone gave you to see Mashas. Tanya Amar Begumliya Pamachan Isi Mahalach Basfina. I was once on a boat. Vaisa Asfina Achas Shenishbara. I saw another boat next to me that got broken up and the people were drowning. Vaisi Mitzdar Al Tamid Chacham Shabbat. I was very upset about one Tamil Chacham who was on that boat. Umanur, who was that? Rabbi Kiva. I was he's going to die. Ukishalita by Yabashan. Then I got up on dry land. Vavi Yashav Vedan Lifanei Bahalacha. Rabbi Kiva sitting there learning. So Amarti Lo Bani, my son, Mihelcha, who brought you up? Amrali Daf Shal Svina, the daf of the boat. I grabbed onto some sort of board. The Chol Gal Vagal Shabbat Lai. Now, Nathi Roshi, and every time a wave came, I bowed my head. The wave went over me and it pushed me to shore. So the Daf Sosvina, the Daf Yomi, that's the famous blameless board from Rav Meir Shapiro.
So what's
the
word again?
I forgot. I'll tell you afterwards. So Chacham said from here, Im Yavo Rishayim Al Adam. If Rishayim come to you like the wave, so Yinanu Roshi, you should bow your head. Don't just stand so tall and then bow your head and this way they'll pass you by. So Amarti Boso Shah, so Rabbi Gamliel continues, I said at that time, right, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, how great are the words of Chachamim, She'amru Mayim She'ish Lam Sof, that water that She'ish Lam Sof, Mutaris, you can get married, but Mayim She'ein Lam Sof Asura, if Ein Lam Sof, you should be Asur. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva fell in Mayim She'ein Lam Sof, you never know what happens, because he grabbed onto this plank, and he survived. So Tanya, now another case where it's Rabbi Kiva who sees somebody who's drowning. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, pamachas ha'isi mahalak pasvina v'isi svina achas shemit taref es bayam. Now this is going to be shipwrecked. This it's going around in the water. Va'isi mitzdar al tamid chacham shabbat. Umanu, who's that? Rabbi Meir. V'shalit la medina kapotikia. When I got to Kapotikia, right? Ba v'yashav l'fanei balachas. Rabbi Meir is sitting there learning with me. So Amarti lo, b'ni mi ha'elcha, my son, who brought you up? So Amarli says to me, this is even more amazing. Gal tira adoni l'chaveiro, v'chaveiro l'chaveiro, ad sheikiyan liyabasha. Basically, I surfed the waves until I got pushed off onto dry land. So Amarti ba'oslo shah, so Rekiva says, at that time, kama gadolam divrei chachamim, she'amru mayim she'ish lam sof, ishto muteres, mayim she'ein lam sof, ishto asura. You see from these cases that mayim she'ish lam sof, the Eimah himself, the possibility exists that they came up somewhere else without you seeing them. Okay. Next, the Gemara brings some other cases where the Edim did not see definitively that the individual, the husband, died. So, Tana Rabbanan, Nafal Lagova Rayos, guy falls into the lion's den, Eimah Edim Alav. You can't testify unless you see him dead that he's dead, because maybe the lions weren't hungry at that time. Right? But Lechafira Malay Nechashav Akbarim, he fell into a pit that was the Bor Rake, but Eimah Mayim, but Nechashav Akbarim, Yeshbo, there were snakes and scorpions. Then Me Edim Alav, you can testify about him that he is dead, because no one comes out from there. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesero. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesero Omer, Af Lechafira Malay Nechashav Akbarim. Even if he falls into a pit filled with snakes and scorpions, Eimah Edim Alav, we don't testify about that he's dead. Chashinad Shema Chaberhu, maybe some sort of charmer, he's able to deal with the snakes. But Tanakama, I wasn't Tanakama v'choshish for that. He says, Agav, it's the masculine. Because Tanakama says we're talking about a very narrow place where he must have fallen directly onto the snakes and scorpions. In that case, you can't charm them, and therefore he is vadai dead. Rashi says, Agav, it's a shedokhakon kish omid aleim. He's definitely standing on them. Avagova rayos, rachav huv ain omid aleim. He's not going to fall directly on them. Upamim, sometimes, sheinam re'evim ain ochlim aso. Sometimes they're not hungry. They just were fed, and they're not going to eat them just now. Tanar Ramanan. Okay, Nafal Lesoch Kivshaneish, guy falls into a furnace, right? So, Me'idin Alav, he testified he's dead, right? Nothing's not going to survive that. But Liyorim Le'e Yayin V'Shemen, if he falls into a vat filled with boiling wine or boiling oil, also Me'idin Alav, he can testify that he's died. Mishum Rav Acha, Amru Rav Acha said, no, Shal Shemen Me'idin Alav, he fell into a vat of boiling oil, you can testify about him, Ibn Eshi Umavir, because what's going to happen? He falls in, whatever's inside the vat gets displaced. But what gets so the oil gets displaced and blows onto the side onto the flame, and the flame gets bigger. It's a conductor. It's going to make the flame bigger, so nothing's going to happen. But shall yayin aim the love and they shoot mechabe. Well, maybe when he fell in, the water displaced enough wine to put out the flame, and therefore he's not. I don't know. The water itself is boiling, so I don't know. The wine itself is boiling, so somebody puts out the flame. In the meantime, he's falling into wine. It's 212 degrees. So I don't know. Okay, but they say it's going to put it out to be able to get out. But Amrulo, they said to him, you're wrong, because Tchilasa Mechabe Vesofa Mavir. In the end, yeah, it's not going to be enough to put out the flame. It's going to diminish the flame a little bit, but it's the good flames to go back. So he's definitely going to be burnt up, and he is going to be dead, so you can definitely testify. Amr Rabbi Meir, Maisa, so this quotes the mission again. Maisa Ba'adam Echach Nafal Abor Agadol, he fell to this big pit, and he survived for 3 days. So Rabbi Meir brought a raya from there that a person can live underwater for a long time, and therefore Mayim She Yeshlam Sof also, you should not permit the woman to get married. So the Gemara says to him, we're not going to take a proof from a miraculous occurrence. So Tanya, Amrulo, Lora Meir, Ein Maskirin, Maisanisim. It's the same thing with Yosef. You're not gonna bring, no one brought a raya from Yosef that you can survive in a pit full with snakes and scorpions. That's a Maisanis. So the Gemara says, my Maisanisim. So what would have been the miracle over here? Maybe he didn't eat or drink for 3 days. Big deal. We know from Megillas Esther that you cannot eat or drink for 3 days. Esther tells everybody, fast for 3 days. So you can fast for 3 days.
We have this week's parasha, the Jews had 3 days, they had no water. So didn't we just have this picture in Peshawar?
Right, but they said they didn't have food. It says here, lo achov lo ishti. I guess so. So he said they had the matzah. So, el dilo nayim. He didn't fall asleep, because if he falls asleep, he's going to drown. So the guy stays awake somehow and treads water for 3 days, doesn't fall asleep. So Amrav Yochanan, we know that a person can't stay awake for 3 days, because in Masechah Shavuos, the guy says, Shavuos shelo ishar shlosha yomim. If he takes his oath that he will not sleep for 3 days, we don't even let the 3 days pass. We just give him malchus now for Shavuos Shav and let him go to sleep, because it's not possible. So you know, so it's a miraculous occurrence that this didn't happen. So Rav Meir, my timer. So how can Rav Meir prove a Maisanisim? So Rav Meir says it wasn't a Maisanisim. Amrav Kahama, Kifin, Agav Kifin Havu. There were these ledges or arches within in the pit that he was able to grab onto or lie down on. Rabbanon Deshashahavu. They were of marble and therefore they were too, I guess they were too slippery, and he wouldn't be able to lean to grab onto them. But Rav Meir says, E Efshar Dilo Misrach Vinayim Porta. He must have been able to lean on them and therefore and catch a little bit of shut-eye. So it wasn't a miracle. You have to be choshesh that you have in these scenarios the possibility exists that he can survive. So Rav Chachamim, I guess, are choshesh for these scenarios. I don't understand. It's similar to your question. Throughout Yavamas, we've been saying, Mishum Iguna Ikilu Borabonim. We try our best to allow the woman to get remarried. And in all these cases, you have these far-fetched, maybe there was a ledge inside, Matsula Shaldayim. The guy fell into the Hudson. I don't know. Unless he's Robert Bourne, he's dead. You know, the guy dies when you fall into them.
The problem is, when you get all these cases, there's usually a time frame.
Right.
And that's
I get. I also, today's day and age may be different, because what's considered Mayim She'Elam Sof? In those days and days, if a guy came out on the other side of the river, there was nobody there. Now, with the internet and the explosion of technology, you could missing persons reports, you find somebody in the hospital, there's more information.
Play a question about the Indian Ocean.
Right, so what's good? Right.
That's
Mayim She'Elam Sof. But I guess if, I don't know. Well, you had that with the Pan Am Flight 103, someone local, you know, Joseph Miller was on Pan Am Flight 103 and it blew up over Lockerbie. What's that considered? What happened? I mean.
Found bodies.
What?
They
found bodies? Okay.
Yes.
They're waiting for a while. Okay. So they had to wait. We're all trade center. You have these scenarios. It's not Mayim, but. Right, you actually find the body.
That's the body.
Right. Now what?
It looks like him.
I hear you. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa that says as follows. Ma'aseh b'bito shel Nechunya Chofer Sichen. You have the daughter of Nechunya Chofer Sichen. Rashi points out that Nechunya Chofer Sichen used to dig for water wells for the Olei Regalim. And the water would gather there and they would have what to drink. Remember, in Erevin, they used to put the four pegs in the corners. So Tanu Rabbanan, ma'aseh b'bito shel Nechunya Chofer Sichen shel Nafle Bor Gadol. She fell into one of his pits. Ubovo Dila Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. And they came to Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa that Rav Nechunya's daughter fell. So what are we supposed to daven for her? Similar Gemara in Brachos Afla Medal and Mabez when it happened to that Rabbi Gamliel's son died and they went to Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa as well. So Ubovo Dila Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Shashari showing in the first hour he says Amar Lehem Shalom. She's fine. Shniya Amar Lehem Shalom. Second hour she's fine. Shlishis, which is now the longest a person could survive, Amar Lehem also. She got out. She's good. So Amar Lah, they said to her, Biti, my daughter, how'd you get out? Because it was true. Mihel Lach, who brought you up? I don't understand this. Amar Lah, she says, Zachar Sherechilim is Damali Vizakin Manhigo. A ram came there with a old man leading it and they pulled me out. Rashi says it was the Isle of Yitzhak and the old man is Avraham. Look into the Mepharshim what the significance of that is. Okay. Right. So Amrulo. So they said to Rabbi Chanina, Navi Atar, you were Navi. How'd you know that she would survive? So Amrul Ham Lo Navi Anochi Lo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm not Navi. I'm not the son of a Navi. Ella Dover Shatzadik Masasek Vo Yikasha Lozaro. Rhetorical question. Something that the tzaddik is doing. His daughter's gonna die. He's not gonna die. Pumped with that mitzvah that he does. Can't be. So the Gemara says, though, and Amar Rabbi Abba Afal Bikain, nevertheless, that a tzaddik who is misasik with certain things, his children shouldn't die. Nevertheless, Meis Beno Betzama, the son of Nechunya ben of Nechunya Chofer Sichin, he died of thirst. It's a little different here because his father was digging wells in order for there to be water. So this, he never brought water there. He was digging the wells. So the daughter didn't die because she actually fell into the thing where he was osik. Here, it's the byproduct that the person died off of. So Shanei Mars, the Pasuk now says, why did he die? Because they're talking about now how Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with Tzadikim Bechut Osara, brings down two Pasukim, Usvivav Nis Ara Me'od, with those who are near him. In this Ara here, it literally means a storm, but they're also talking about Seyar, like a hair's breadth. So Milamech, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Medatik Im Sivivav, he deals with those who are around him, his Tzadikim, Kechut HaSa'ara, like a hair's breadth. He's very medatik on what they do. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehach, he learned from here, it says, Al Narat Besok Kedoshim Rabbah, V'Nora Kol Sivusav. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Nora, all those who are around him, he's revealed, and therefore, the more he's revealed, the more medatik he is with those who surround him, which would be the Tzadikim. Okay, next Mishnah.
Isn't it like an inconsistency? Because first it says a child of a tzaddik will not get
from what he actually dealt with. That's why I pointed out here wasn't what he actually dealt with. The son didn't fall into the pit. The son died of thirst. It's not exactly related. It's a byproduct of what he was doing. He was digging pits, no one will die falling into the pit. But from water, he'll die because he's medatik echut asara. I'm not exactly sure what the juxtaposition. Who said he was a tzaddik? How do you know that that's the case? Next case, Mishnah. Afilu, so now we're talking about Eidos that we're going to rely on to be matir a woman that her husband died. So Afilu Shama Min HaNashim. Let's just hear women talking. The Omros, and they said, Mace Ish Ploni, that's enough. I heard from these women that so-and-so died. He can go into court and testify that so-and-so died. Basically, here's the evidence. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Afilu Shama Min HaTinokos. Even if you heard from the young children, Omrim, who say, Harei Anu Ahuchim Lispo Likbor Ish Ploni. We're going to the funeral of so-and-so. That's enough to matir the wife. The Mishnah continues, Bein Shehu Miskavin, Bein She'eino Miskavin. Whether or not the person who if someone says, Ish Ploni Meis, it doesn't matter whether he's going to give testimony, he has in mind, he's going to a court, Bein She'eino Miskavin, alright, he's just talking, Mesil Chavitumo. Yeah, he died the other day. So that's sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, no, Be Yisrael, Afal Pisha Miskavin, then you can believe him. But the Avodos Kochavim, Im Haye Miskavin, Ein Edusa Edos. If a guy is going to testify, no, you only believe a guy if he's Mesiach Lefi Tumo. The Gemara says, right now, the Mishnah mentioned that you can believe these young children who are saying that, we're going to so-and-so's funeral. So, this is funny. Vadilma lo Asli, maybe they made a mistake and really not going to, maybe they didn't go. Maybe they said they were going, but they didn't go. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yehuda says name Shmuel, because they said, to Amri, Harenu ba'in mi lispo l'nikbor east polling. We're coming back from the funeral of so-and-so. So Gemara says, wait, who says that it's really a person? Vadilma, maybe they're grasshopper. Maybe their gerbil died, and they called him such this name. That's the funeral that they're going to. And that's what they call him. The Gemara came to Chaim Rabbanon Abu Hasam. The Gemara says no, because they say. Not they say so-and-so rabbis were also at the funeral. Who is Masvid? They say so-and-so was Masvid at the funeral. So that so-and-so is not coming to their grasshoppers burial.
Let's say they went to a funeral. So he what's the saying that? You can't verify from the 200 people who
are at the funeral. He's saying you don't even have to. He says, this is enough. The Karmi, v'chein saftani, havu hasam. And these saftani were there as well. That is sufficient to allow a woman to get married.
It seems easy to.
But you're saying you don't even have to go that far. All right. For a guy who is if his intent is to testify, you don't believe him, but only believe him in Mesiach Lifutumo. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yehuda says name of Shmuel, Lo Shanu, that the guy is that his testimony is not considered testimony. Ella sheniskaven lahatir. If he's going with the intent to matir the wife, matir the woman, aval niskaven lahayid. If he's just going to testify that he's dead, then eduso edus. Then that's considered valid because you're only worried that he's going to try to mess somebody up. You're only going to mess somebody up if he says, "Oh, then what's the case?" So hechi adinam. How do we know? How do we know what the difference is? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Baal Ibezim Ba'amar Ish Ploni Mace, he seals Isto, so and so died, therefore you should matir his wife, then Zehun is Kavan Lahatir. This means someone whose sole purpose is to matir her, and he's not believed. But Mace Tam, if you say Ish Ploni Mace, I saw he died, then Zehun is Kavan Lahatir, and he's believed. That's believable. Itmar Nami, we also learned similarly, Amar Ish Lakish says, Lo Shonu Ella Shenis Kavain Lahatir. Only, he's not believed the guy only if he has Kavana to matir her. Avan is Kavan. If he's just coming for testimony, that's valid, and we do believe him. Amar of Lei, Rabbi Yochan.
Like a plenty man ever seen. When the Sherpas comes back and says, I saw your husband, fall into an icy crevice.
As long as he doesn't say, now you're permitted to get married, he'd be believed. Okay.
I'm sure it comes up.
So
relying on the testimony of a non-Jew.
I'm sure. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yochan says, there is lakish. Lo kach haya maise be'osha be'ribi. That's not the case. What happened with Oshia Beribi, Shehitris im Shmonech, okay, change the gear, so Shehitris, that he argued, im Shmonech v'chamishim zitkenim, he argued with 85 elders, and Amar Lahem, and he said, like you, that lo shanu elosh in his kavin lahatir, avon his kavin lehedi, lehedi, edusu edus, v'lohod l'chamim, and they didn't agree. How we paskin, you have to ask, these are major league shilas about Aguna, not for us. So Ella Masnisin the Katani but Ovi Kuchavim Imhaim is Kavan in Eduso Edus. So what's the case of the aid of the Ovi Kuchavim if he and how do we if you say that what's the case when you would believe Ovi Kuchavim in the Mishnah? Gemara says, Hey Khmuskach Mesiach Vitumo. If he's just stop speaking, he's talking conversation, Mesiach Vitumo, then you believe him. So Kiyahu, like the following case, to have a Ka'amar Ba'azil. A guy was going around and he was saying, Man Ika Bechivai, Man Ika Bechivai. Who is here from the house of Bechivai? Shko Shechiv Chivai. Chivai died. Answer Rav Yosef Lebusai. Rav Yosef allowed his wife to get married because the guy was just, letting people know that so and so died. And Ahu, another case. Ahu, to have a Ka'amar Ba'azil. A guy was going out and saying, Vaili Lefarash is a reason to have the Bedisa of the Shechiv. Woe is it to it? To that perish, right, who was from Pudisio, that he died, right? The answer of Yosef, Vitim Rav Lubisai, and Rav Yosef, and such was Rava, permitted the wife to get married. So another case of the guy, Ha'u, I don't know if it's guy, I'm saying guy, but they mentioned it says Ovi Kachavim, so maybe there's a difference, I don't know. Ha'u, Dahavika Amar, V'Oziel, someone's going around and saying, Man Ika Bechasa, who's here from the house of Chasa, Tivo Chasa, Chasa drowned. Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, Ha'u Elakim, Lashon Shua, Achlu kivari lechasa, the fish have eaten chasa. So the wife heard Rav Nachman make this shvua. So midiburi de Rav Nachman also de bisayo de chasa of insibi v'lomer lamide. So Rav Nachman must have taken this guy seriously, and he screams out, "Oi, whoa, whoa!" and takes a shvua. Elokim, what was the chasa was eaten by the fish? So therefore, the woman said, "Well, if Rav Nachman was taking that seriously, it must be that he's dead." Therefore, she got remarried, and no one said anything to her. They allowed her to stay married. I don't know. According to what we said earlier, they says b'di'evin. Maybe they didn't say anything because she got married, but the Yevon, who says lechatchila she should have gotten married, right? Amar Rav Ashi says here, but you see that the Chacham didn't say anything. Shema mina had Amar. Shema mina had Amar Rabbanim Mayim Shein Lasof Ishto Asura Hani Mil Lechatchila. Vali Nasiv Lo Mafkin Mimnei. That's exactly what Gemara says. Okay, I knew I heard it somewhere. So that's what the Gemara says. Like you see from here that if she gets married, she's here because here no one matted her. No one said that she can get married. She went ahead and did it by herself. And Mayim Shein Lahem Sof. Nevertheless, if she gets married, B'di'eved, we don't say anything that she has to divorce. I don't know how we pass it. Got to ask the postgame. Ika de Amri. Some say the case was as follows: that Ansem Rav Nachman to be sorry, that Rav Nachman permitted her to get married. And Amar, because Rav Nachman says Chase Gav Rabbi Isai. Chase was a very famous person. The Meisa the Sleek, and if he gotten out, because Mayim Shein Lahem Sof Kol Isai the Milsa, there would have been a call. Meaning he's passing like. Like we said before, who said that? That made a distinction. That was Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said that. So and this is Rav Ashi. So Gemara says no, velohi. That can't be. Loshna gavarava, loshna lav gavarava. Even in chilalo, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a great person or not a great person. You can't permit her to get married in mayim she'ein lahem sof. But in the end, if she does it herself, then she can remain married. Hahu ovi kachavim to havaka amar leil Yisrael. Now, next case. This is a fascinating case. This guy says to a Jew, "Ketol aspista ushti lechave b'shapta, chop up my, I guess, the aspaspital, that's the vegetation. I forgot what the definition of the word is.
Cut some grass.
Cut some grass for me on Shabbos. I need it to feed my...
Pasta.
I don't cut pasta. Pasta's made. It's processed. So he says, v'shad l'chavi b'shabta on Shabbos v'ilo. And if you don't, not b'chal Shabbos for me, katlina loch, I will kill you. Kid de katlina l'ploni bar Yisrael. Like I killed so-and-so who I had the same situation for. So the guy who's being told to chop the wheat, it's probably it's not Yahar Vel Yavar Shabbos, you probably should do it. The question is, does this Mesiach Levitumo, do we believe this guy now that he killed the other guy so that other guy's wife can get married? So he says, "Katlina la katlina bloni bar Yisrael." The Amraleya, because I told him previously, I told him Bashel Kadeir Rishabas that he had to cook a dish for me, the low Bashelay, and he didn't cook it for me. Ukatlinu, and I killed him. So Shama de Bisu. So the wife of the guy who was missing, I guess, us the comedy of Baye, who came to Baye, says, "Can I get married now? Let me get remarried." So Shahayisa, so Abaye didn't want to answer, so he delayed. So Shahayisa Tlusarigli, he waited 3 regalim, I guess, until the Chacham came. I don't know what right, Rashi says, Shahayu Tami Chacham Nikbatim Lishmod Rosh Nichos Pesach Pesach, Bahayisa Shoelis Mehem. He would ask them. And he brings the Gaonim that the Yom Meso Adam Gadol, he waited till he had the Moetzes come. So he can ask them Mashaila. So Amar lo Rav Ada Bar Ava. So Rav Ada Bar Ava says to this woman, Zil Kamei de Rav Yosef. Go to Rav Yosef to Charev Sakina, because he's as sharp as a knife. So Azal Kamei, so Rav, came to Rav Yosef. Pashto at Rav Yosef answered, Meha Masnisa, from the following brisa that says, Ovi Kachom Mishai Mocher, Peiros Peshuk. A guy is selling Peiros in the Shuk, in the marketplace. So Amar, and he says, Peiros Halashal Orlahen. These Peiros are Orla. Right? Shall Azeka hain? They're from this place of Azeka. Shall Netir Yahem? Basically, saying these are young. These are young produce. They're from Orla, from Netir Yavai. They're not old. So Lo Amra Klum. So are we not allowed to buy them because the Orla fruit and Netir Yavai fruit? Are we not allowed to buy them? He says Lo Amra Klum. We don't believe him because Lo Niskaven El Ashbiach Mekachal. He's only trying to. He's puffery. He's trying to tell everybody that his produce is much better. That's what. So too. Rashi points out. So too. Hachanami lonus kavi ochav and ze el la ayim al ze sheyikzer lo mispovel him dumtov. We don't believe him. He's just trying. The merchant wants to raise the value, and the guy in our case didn't really kill the other guy. He's trying to scare him, so he goes ahead and to do it. But we're not going to believe him that he killed the original guy. Okay, let's get to the Mishnah. Abba Yudan, each Sidon, he's from the city of Sidon, maybe the Sidon, I don't know. Amar, Maisev, Yisrov, Uchavim, Shahachu, Uterach, he had a Jew and a guy that were on their way. Uba, Obek, Uchavim, a guy came and said, Amar, Chavala, Yehudi, Shayimi, woe to the Jew who was with me, Shemes, Maderach, Kvartiv, and he died on the way and I buried him. And he see Ishto, they allowed his wife to get married. Next case, Vishuv Maisev, Bekolar, which means a group of people, Shopene Adam, Shayim, Uchalchim, La Antochia, they're going to Antioch. Woe to this group of people. Shemesu, they all died. Vikivartim, and they buried all them. Vesuas Nishoseim. We believed him and he allowed him to get married. Vishuv Maisa, Vishishim Bnei Adam, 60 people. Shahayim Mahalchim, the Karkon Betar, they were going to Betar. Uba'o Vikachavim, the Amar, Chaval Shishim Bnei Adam, Shahayim Mahalchim, Derech Betar, Shemesu Vikivartim, they all died. I buried all of them. Vesuas Nishoseim, and they believed him and they allowed the woman to get married. All these cases, they're assuming are Mesiach Lefitumo. Not sure why you have to go from one to a group to 60. What's the difference? Maybe it's just not Shayach to bury 60. I don't know. But he says they're all cases of Mesiach Levitumo, and therefore they were believed. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.
Menachem 6:30 tomorrow. We're here. We're